Let me steer your attention to a story that is not about the pandemic. In Washington, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been making some threats against international criminal prosecutors, and that has sparked widespread outrage. The World's Rupa Shenoy explains.
Before I tell you what U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, here's the context.
All right.
Earlier this month, the International Criminal Court, or ICC, met at The Hague in the Netherlands.
The International Criminal Court is now in session.
It overturned a decision made by a lower court and gave the ICC prosecutor's office permission to investigate possible war crimes by Afghan fighters, members of the Taliban, and American forces. The decision was welcomed by the ICC's chief prosecutor, Fatou Bensouda.
The many victims of atrocious crimes committed in the context of the conflict in Afghanistan deserve to finally have justice. Today, they are one step closer to that coveted outcome.
Bensouda says there is reasonable basis to believe members of the U.S. military and the CIA tortured and raped detainees. The U.S. government strongly opposes an investigation. Last year, when Bensouda asked permission to begin the probe, the U.S. revoked her visa. Fast forward to Pompeo last week.
Turning to the ICC, a so-called court, which is revealing itself to be a nakedly political body.
Pompeo went on to call out two members of the ICC prosecutor's staff by name. He said they were driving an effort to use the ICC to investigate Americans.
We want to identify those responsible for this partisan investigation and their family members who may want to travel to the United States or engage in activity that's inconsistent with making sure we protect Americans.
In response, the ICC released a statement that pointedly called those comments by Pompeo threats. The court said it stands firmly by all its staff. Human rights groups expressed outrage, and six former U.S. officials who've handled questions of war crimes released a joint statement signaling their alarm. One of them is David Sheffer, who served as the U.S. ambassador at large for war crimes issues in the Clinton administration.
This is an international court, and here you have the Secretary of State literally singling out staff members of that court publicly and threatening them. It is just beyond the pale.
Sheffer says there are lots of other ways the U.S. could have approached the situation. He says the U.S. could have showed the court that it's done its own internal investigation of potential war crimes in Afghanistan.
We constantly tell everyone that we investigate our own, so let's demonstrate that we have done that.
Instead, Sheffer says Pompeo has put the court staffers and their families in danger.
The fact that they are threatening named staff and their families is something that dictatorships do.
Catherine Gallagher is working with the ICC prosecutor. She represents two individuals who remain detained at Guantanamo without charge.
I think it's really important to step back and remember why it is that the International Criminal Court is investigating, and that is because the Bush administration established a global torture program after 9/11, and over three administrations, no one has been held accountable.
Gallagher says if people don't speak out, the Trump administration's intimidation campaign will escalate. The State Department didn't respond to requests for comment. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.